Good day, everybody. You're tuned into Harpistry. I'm Valerie Green. New music is the feature of today's show, starting out with a brand spanking new recording by Abigail Selby and Eric Selby.
Cause I think they're all the same, but right now we seem to be playing the game. So long as we're here dreaming of our fate, I'll go ahead and make this move and say check. crazy as I used to when I was a younger me. Simple.
kick back.
Some homegrown music in that last set. Right there we heard the Wilder Janes, based out of the Baton Rouge area. From their recording, Someday with Someone Else, we heard This Planted Seed and August. And the personnel is Becca Babin on harp, bass, and vocals, Heather Fierabend on mandolin, tenor guitar, tenor banjo, bass, piano, and vocals, and Melissa Wilson, marimba, bass drum, percussion, guitar, and vocals. And we also heard Gypsy Second, the new album by Abigail Selby and Eric Selby. They both play, Eric plays the drums, vocals, guitar, and percussion, and Abigail plays the electric harp, vocals, piano, and percussion. And this album has been over a year in the creation, and they continue to perform live throughout the country, playing from Washington, D.C. to the Los Angeles, California area. And Abigail is a music conservatory graduate, and she comes to the music with a background in Celtic and classical music, while Eric has a deep-rooted history in jazz, Americana, rock, blues, and culminating in his induction into the Blues Hall of Fame. Again, the new album is Gypsy Second by Abigail Selby and Eric Selby.
Thank you.
From the Vancouver, British Columbia area, we heard from Winter Harp, which are made up of Laurie Papajohn on lever harp, vocals from flute, Janelle Nido on lever harp and pedal harp, and Laurie Lister on percussion. We heard the title track from their recording, The Bullfighter's Daughter, and that was followed by The Andalusian.
Thank you.
Three cuts from the double album by Rüdiger Oppermann and the Global Players titled Rheingold. We started with Overture, followed by O Galle Parian and Occidental. Next up, we've got music from Hiromi and Edmar Castaneda from their Live in Montreal recording. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just released last year, that was Live in Montreal by jazz pianist Hiromi and jazz harpist Edmar Castaneda. We heard Moonlight Sunshine, followed by Cantina Band. This has been Harpistry, produced in the studios of KRVS at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. I'm Valerie Green. Until next time, thanks for joining me on Harpistry.
From Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, Christoph Koenig returns to Heinz Hall to conduct Brahms' Third Symphony. Cellist Maximilian Hornung and Pittsburgh Symphony Principal Viola Randolph Kelly perform Don Quixote by Richard Strauss. I'm Jim Cunningham. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is made possible by Pat and Michelle Atkins in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, and the Helen Ruth Gordon Charitable Trust on Public Radio International.
Coming up Monday night at 7 here on KRVS.
Hello, this is John Green, host of Night Train Jazz, inviting you to tune in every Tuesday from 8 to 10 for 2 hours of the very latest recorded jazz, as well as a sprinkling of oldies but goodies. That's Night Train, Tuesdays from 8 to 10 here on KRVS, 88.7 FM in Lafayette and Lake Charles.